הנה כל ישוע תפתח ולא אבחר, הנה כל ישוע תפתח ולא אבחר, כי עזיז בזמנת יום ויהי לי ישוע. Holiness perceptions and communication. Transform fragmented consciousness into wholeness consciousness. Solutionize. Instead of solving problems by focusing on one or a few isolated aspects of the problem, solve problems by orienting the problem within the context of the whole story. State your case. Instead of convincing others of your case by only presenting a few sides, present all the sides from before the beginning until after the end. Making a choice. Instead of trying to choose between a limited number of different possibilities, allow all possibilities to be given an equal shot by simply saying to all the possibilities, let them all run the race like a lineup of racehorses and say yes to all the different possibilities, and then, based on which of them fares the best, go with those. Coaching others instead of only listening to what other people, their person's, their immediate problem is, have them tell you as complete a story as possible. The background, the emotional side, the other people involved, the desired results, etc. Often you'll see that the more they themselves elaborate on the story, the more that they see that the direction they're going in will be clear without even your help at all. Personalizing, instead of relating to and judging others based only on what you are being presented with right now, see their past, that the way they are now is due to their past experiences and traumas, etc., and see their potential future, that they ultimately will be perfected, and by reflecting to them that right now, you'll empower them incredibly. Torah in exile. Instead of seeing non-Torah secular wisdom as being something different and separate from Torah wisdom, see it as being a part of Torah wisdom, a complementary, supplementary way of understanding mainline Torah concepts. After all, Torah essentially encompasses all of wisdom. Associative mind remembering. Instead of remembering things by straining your brain, relax. Write down in the middle of a circle whatever you'd like to remember. And at the end of the lines, coming out of the entire circle, tap your associative mind in a passive way. Just let the answers come to you and mark them down at the end of the concentric circle. Processing God's providence. Part 1. Instead of assuming that you understand why God did what he did, allow for the possibility that God had thousands of considerations in coming to a decision that you never even considered. Processing God's Providence, Part 2. Instead of seeing only the immediate challenge that you experience as being solely indicative of what God is trying to guide you about, make a list of all of the events of your day or week and see the common thread that connects to all of these events as being your personalized divine guidance. Personal impact in the universe. Instead of seeing yourself and the impact of your actions as being insignificant in relation to the entire universe, see each one of your thoughts, feelings, words, and actions as being potentially so powerful that they can influence the parallel thoughts, feelings, words, and actions of many other people across space and time. Instead of seeing every prayer that you pray as being disconnected to all other prayers that you pray, see all the prayers of the entire year as being one unit. Focus each day on another aspect of your prayer, putting all of your power into that one aspect, and then the next day, and another aspect comes the next day, and so on until by the end of the year you have a string of perfected parts of the entire prayer service, all combining into one grand prayer service. All is significant. Instead of seeing all of the seemingly endless details of your daily dealings or of the subject that you're learning, etc., as being just another detail in the maze of life, see each detail as being a part or puzzle piece of ultimate importance and significance, and when it comes time to analyze the whole picture, see how all the parts are very necessary and interconnected. Instead of seeing only some of the various people or components of your community or organization as being important, see all the component parts of your group as being vitally important and relate to everyone and everything accordingly.
Yeah.